to Brady, Fox News Radio.
Knowing the truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling is a live call-in radio program providing doctrinal dialogue, cultural commentary, and insightful interviews with some of today's foremost Christian authors and leaders. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Traveler's Rest. The goal of the church and the radio program is to seek the glory of God in the salvation of sinners and the sanctification of the saints by the ministry of the Word. For more information, go to www.knowingthetruth.org. Here with today's edition of Knowing the Truth is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome into this edition of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. I think we're in for a very interesting program today. I was telling you a little bit last week that I was had the opportunity to go to the Ligonier Conference down in Orlando, Florida. Just got back from there. But one of the sessions that I sat in on, which I wasn't quite sure, you know, what how that was going to go, but I sat in on Susan Hunt's mini session that she had there. It wasn't a plenary session. It was kind of a breakout session. But I sat in on her session dealing with women in the ministry. And so I found it very interesting, you know, both her and Ligon Duncan put on, they wrote a book together on that particular topic. And it just got me thinking that, boy, we really need to do some programs with that really focus upon women and what they're doing in the Church of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I've got a couple programs lined up along this line. The one today I titled Women on the Web and Women in the Word. And so we're going to have two guests with us on the program today. My first guest is already here in the studio, and I'll introduce her in just a second. And then at the second half of the broadcast, we're going to switch gears a little bit, and we're going to speak with an author about a book that he has just come out with. The author is Jerem Bars, and he has just come out with a book called Through His Eyes. That's the title of it, and he's dealing with this idea of through his eyes is how God or what God's perspective is on women in the Bible. So we've got two different things that we're going to do today, and I hope you find it informative. Now, I say that our first guest really deals with women's issues. It's not really true because I find some of her articles to be very interesting as well. I'm talking about Allison Storm, and Allison is a freelance writer from right here in Greenville, Spartanburg area here in the upstate of South Carolina. And she writes for a number of different websites for some printed materials as well. I'll let her explain that in just a minute. But on some of the sites that she writes for, I know she's got one out here called The Honeymoon Phase. And so she writes about that. That's kind of her personal blog that she has out there. But she also has a website called Do More With Your Money. She just recently started writing for a website called The Bargainist. And then she has one that's called Out of Debt Christian, and that deals with helping Christians to get out of debt. So she writes a lot of times, maybe her forte is writing about money issues and about how to save money. We're going to talk about a couple of those things today. I think it's certainly very appropriate during this day and age to be talking about this subject, but I wanted her to give you some helpful hints about how to save money. With that, Allison, welcome into the Knowing the Truth radio program today.
Thank you for having me.
Allison and I met down at Liquid Highway, I think.
I was there for Twitter Tuesday getting my free coffee, which is
exactly
a great tip.
It always centers around coffee. No matter where I go in the conversation, somewhere it's going to come around to a cup of coffee, and certainly the good folks down there at Liquid Highway, that's a great place to get a good cup of coffee. And met you down there. She was actually writing out one of her articles that she had down there. Tell us a little bit about yourself, just to get you started, to let folks know maybe something you might leave off here. But she's actually been a reporter for WSPA here in the area, and did that for quite a bit of time, and then decided to go really out on her own and focus on the love of her life, and that is freelance writing. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually a television reporter for 6 years, and what might be a misperception out there is that when you especially are first starting as a reporter, you make very little money. And so my first
same in radio.
Yeah. My first job was in my hometown of Sioux City, Iowa, and I actually worked part time at a bagel shop at the same time, and I made more money at the bagel shop. So I guess what started my passion for saving money was just out of necessity, because I made such a small paycheck, so I had to be frugal and figure out ways to save money so that I wouldn't go into debt. And you know, and so that's, you know, years of living like that has made it become a passion of mine. And so now I really love writing and sharing ideas with other people through all those blogs that you mentioned and websites.
I can't keep them all straight. I probably only mentioned three of those. Is that the primary ones that you're writing for?
Yep. There's another one called Stiletto Money Online, and that one's geared just towards women, basically. Mm-hmm. And they all have kind of, you know, a little bit different focus and a different tone as well, but it's interesting. Like, I never run out of ideas. I just constantly have things where, like, oh, I need to tell people about this tip or that tip, and it's just really fun because I'm really into it.
I say that it's for women, you know, and that's how I couched it in our blog this morning on setting up the interviews. But to tell you the truth, I went out there and clicked on one of the things you had up on one of your websites. It happened to be for a free breakfast at Mimi's right there on Woodruff Road. And so I'm going to get a free breakfast there, and all I had to do was put in my email address. They sent me a quick email saying I printed it off, and so you get a free breakfast. I saw you've got all kinds of things like that out there, and I want to talk about six of these crazy things that you've got listed there that you wrote to save money in just a few minutes. So you've got these different sites. We mentioned Out of Debt Christian. That's one. That's specifically geared to women in the Christian community about how to save money?
It could be men, too. Okay. Yeah, but we try to have, you know, some stories that revolve around, like, a biblical look at debt or tithing or, you know, issues like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we also do more general things on just how to save money or different freebies that are out there on the web. And there are so many things that you can get for free. I mean, it's just crazy.
Now, tell me about one. I read one was Colgate, but what was one of the bigger freebies that you found out there on the web?
Well, just this week, actually, Kmart is doing double coupons.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing that's great about Kmart is that they will double, if you have a coupon that's for $2, they'll double it to $4. That's a lot of money right there.
I've never seen a person get so happy about a coupon before. What? I think it's the first time we've talked about coupons, actually.
I know, and you know, for a while I kind of struggled with that. I'm like, am I a nerd? Well, yes, I am a nerd, okay, but this is fun, and a lot of people get really into it, and it's really kind of become a hobby, too, and I hear from a lot of people, oh, I don't have time to clip coupons or do all that. Well, I really think if you give it a chance, it'll actually become fun for you, and it'll become a hobby that you enjoy doing. And another thing that I'm really trying to get people to think about is it doesn't have to be just about you. That's what DoMoreWithYourMoney.com is about. It's about letting people know about things that you can get for free or super cheap. And by super cheap, I mean like a quarter or less, that maybe your local homeless shelter needs, or, you know, I'm a big fan of Miracle Hill here in Greenville.
Mm-hmm.
If you go on their website, they've got lists of needs. Those are things that a lot of times you can pick up for free or cheap at CVS or Walgreens or Publix or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just start thinking about that and thinking it's not just about you and your family, it's stockpiling boxes of cereal.
Right.
You can be donating that and helping other people.
Yeah, I saw that, and I thought that that was a great idea. And I had done some work over there Miracle Hill as well, went over to their boys' home that they have right here up on Wade Hampton. Used to go over there and preach once a week to the boys there. And then we got the church involved. They needed cereal. They need toothpaste. You know, these boys are are temporarily sheltered there. And so, you know, there's a lot of needs. And some of these items that you mentioned here are certainly things that could help out, especially in something like that. There's a women's shelter right here in the area as well. And so those same type of items can be used for that as well. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. We're going to be talking with Allison about this article that she wrote, Six Crazy Things I Do to Save Money. Some of them you'll find humorous a little bit, but I think helpful as well. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just 3 minutes.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org.
Christian Talk 660 thanks Second Presbyterian Church for their financial support.
Hi, I'm Rick Phillips. I'm the pastor of Historic Second Presbyterian Church in the west end of Greenville. I want to invite you to join us for a great conference event we'll be hosting April 17 to 19. That's Friday night, Saturday, and then Sunday morning. The Philadelphia Conference on Reformed Theology. This year's theme is Right with God, the Doctrine of Justification. Among our great speakers are the well-known author Jerry Bridges, along with Derek Thomas and Steve Lawson. Won't you join us for this year's Philadelphia Conference on Reformed Theology? You can find information to register at www.alliancenet.org or call us at 1-800-488-1888.
The Philadelphia Conference on Reformed Theology is brought to you in part by Second Presbyterian Church in downtown Greenville. More information about Second Pres can be found online at secondpca.org. Here's Dr. Everett of Strides Nonprofit Tutoring with another academic tip.
Young people need a lot of free reading to build skills, but some parents worry that their child chooses books that are too easy. Actually, in the early grades, kids need a lot of reinforcement in those easy words. So don't worry, just be glad they're reading. Our website is www.stridestutor.org or call 246-9898.
This is Dr. Susan Stegall of Healthy Alternatives, heard each Tuesday at 12:30. If you are experiencing digestive problems such as acid reflux, you are unable to absorb the nutrients needed for health, and medications only silence the symptoms rather than resolve the problem. Colon cancer is the third most common cancer for both men and women, and the diagnosis is preceded by poor digestion. Put a stop to poor digestion before it becomes fatal. Call Integrative Health Group at 864-235-6788.
Welcome back to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Information regarding the resources referenced on today's program can be found at www.knowingthetruth.org. Now, here to continue with today's program is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome back into the second segment of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. Today we're talking about saving money. You know, we're talking about women on the web, maybe even we could say Christian women on the web, trying to find ways to save money, and especially in this economy. I just thought that this would be a helpful broadcast for you so that, you find ways not to spend so much. It's amazing. You know, we waste a lot of money, and there's no doubt about that. And there's ways to find things to make stretch your money a little bit further in all of these things. You know, the apostle said that I have learned to be content in whatever state I'm in. When he abounded, he learned to be content with that. And when he was abased, when he was brought low and didn't have that much, he learned how to be content with that as well. So we need to be content in whatever state we find ourselves, but that doesn't relieve us of the responsibility to be good stewards of our money, you know, to really spend our money wisely. And to help us do that today, we have Allison Storm here in the studio. By the way, Allison tweets out on Twitter, and my daughter told me the other day she saw two big burly guys, and they were talking about tweeting each other. You know, we got to get another word here. You know, we need a more burly term for this when I say it. But tweeting and Twittering, that type of thing. But she's out there, and you can go to @AllisonStorm, and you can send her a tweet out there and find out about her website. You can also go OutOfDebtChristian, that's all one word, .com. You'll see her information out there, and we'll mention a couple of her other websites in just a minute. Allison, I want to go through these six crazy things that I do to save money. You said, hey, I may be a little bit nutty, but I'm debt-free. You know, I've got a little bit of an emergency fund. I got a little bit of money in the bank, so it can't be all that bad, right? Here's the first one that you say, and to tell you the truth, I'm going to tell you this right in person. I did find this a little nutty. But you say, I write what I paid for food on the box. So here you are with your Sharpie.
This is a little embarrassing all of a sudden.
I can only imagine when you open up your cupboards, but you take the Sharpie out or whatever, and you have written on the box what you paid for it. Explain that a little bit and why that would be helpful.
It's probably a little bit vain, because it's kind of like a reminder, like, what I achieved, you know? And do you shop for cereal?
My wife, you know.
It can either be the most expensive
thing,
or it can be the cheapest thing.
Right.
So, like, if you walk down and you paid regular price for a box of, like, Trail Mix Crunch,
yeah. You'd
pay, like, $4.30 for that.
You're eating better than I am. We may need to do, like, Count Chocula or something, you know, I mean, something that's really bad for you.
I only said that one because I got 3 boxes of that for 14 cents each at Publix last week.
You still remember.
It'll stick with you when you start getting these good deals, too. But, yeah, I guess that's why I do it, just because it's a reminder of, you know, what I've achieved.
You're right, cereal, you know, $4 a box or something. I'm like, what do they put in this stuff?
I know.
But, so you write on there so that you can say, wow, you know, this is normally this expensive, but I got it at a deal for this, and it just reinforces with you this idea about saving money.
Yeah, it is kind of wacky, though.
Here's one. Your second item that you list on here is just add water. And I noticed that you mentioned that this is not only good for things like with juice and stuff like that, but getting the most out of other things like shampoo or something. You know, you can just add a little bit of water to it and dilute it a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and it still does the job, but it's not as concentrated as it was before.
Exactly, and it'll last longer, and then you need to buy less, and you'll be spending less money. I mean, it's pretty simple.
I just did it with juice this morning with my grandson.
It tastes better.
It's a little bit too strong, less sweet. Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's very helpful. How about this one? I refuse to pay full price. Is this a commitment?
It is. It's just you kind of have to have that mindset. Like, I will not pay full price. And once you make that decision, well, then you won't.
Mm-hmm.
And so anytime if we are going to make a purchase, whether it's, you know, fairly minor or major, we do our research. We search online for printable coupons or coupon codes or anything that we can take to the store with us. I mean, we really don't go to the mall without a plan and without, I'm going to look for shoes at Aldo or something like that. Well, before I go in there, I'm going to make sure that there's not a coupon I can't take with me to get 10 or 20% off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, it's an easy way to save money.
A lot of people may not know that even competitors will accept their competitor coupons. I do it at Home Depot and Lowe's. You know, if I have a Lowe's coupon for something, 10% off, something over $50, then I'll take it to Home Depot. I just enjoy Home Depot more, and they will honor that coupon. A lot of people don't realize that.
See, that's a good tip. And some grocery stores do the same thing. Like Publix, I go there every week, and they'll take competitors' coupons. And did you know they also will double your coupon, anything 50 cents and under? So like a 50-cent coupon is worth a buck.
Mm-hmm. Just for asking.
Yeah.
Just for handing it to them. So you can't beat that.
That's right.
You say that I'm always selling something. Now, here we come up on yard sale time, right? So are you a yard sale person?
Yeah, we've had a few, and that's kind of thanks to Dave Ramsey, because he always says, have a yard sale to make that extra money. And it's kind of crazy how much. We had 2 yard sales last year, and I still feel like I have all this stuff that I can get rid of. It's kind of sickening in a way. Like, where do I get all this stuff? And I just, I don't want to be materialistic like that, but somehow we just end up piling it up. And so, you know, we take inventory of what we have and see what can we sell, what can we put on Craigslist. And, and it doesn't take that much time. I mean, you can put something on Craigslist while you're watching TV or doing something like that. And, and just let it sit there. And who knows, you may get an email the next day or the next week, and you'll have some extra money in your pocket.
Mm. My brother-in-law is an expert at this. He sells everything. I don't know, but he's got a good eye for what is worth something. And so he's developed that good eye for this by doing it on a regular basis. But he has always got something going on. I noticed you had a big item on Craigslist. I don't know if it's sold yet, but they have a Mini Cooper.
Yeah, anybody want to buy a Mini Cooper?
Yeah, it's kind of a big item. You know, it's a small car, but it's a big item out there. And so if you're looking for a Mini Cooper, there's a little plug. How about this one? You say, I'm always juggling prescriptions. A lot of people may or may not know this, that a lot of companies, you know, the CVS's, Walgreens type of things, will be trying to get people to switch their prescriptions over to them. And so they offer incentives to do that. And so is that what you're doing? You're jumping and getting the incentive and then jumping back to somebody else?
Yes. And being a freelance writer, I don't have the best health insurance. And a lot of people out there don't have that great of health insurance. So this is actually one of those things that will help offset those costs. Basically, when you get your Sunday paper, just look through all the circulars for different stores, Walgreens, CVS, Kmart, and you'll see ads in there, even Target. You'll get a $10 or $25 gift card when you transfer a prescription. And I have a dog that has diabetes, so he needs insulin. So I do the same thing with his insulin, and it helps offset the cost.
The last one on this list, and let me tell people, if you want this list or excuse me, some of the other items that Allison has written about, let me just read a couple of the other articles that are out here so you know the kinds of things that are out on this website. First of all, why I don't feel guilty about drinking Starbucks. There's one for you. Simple tips for saving money. Should you tithe when you're in debt? And then 10 easy ways to save $1,000. And so these are the types of articles that she writes out on this website. This is just one of the websites that she writes for. I'm speaking about Allison Storm. This one happens to be outofdebtchristian.com. And so you can go out there and read this one. Here's the last one in this particular article. It says, I keep track of people that are crazier than I am. In other words, people that are trying to save even more money. And so she has a couple of examples. Who would you recommend? You got any off the top of your head that you go to?
There are a couple other women that I know of in particular in Greenville that have blogs that are kind of keeping track. One is savinginGreenville.com. I've never met her before, but I look at her blog all the time, and it's just really interesting because these people have made commitments. For instance, one woman wanted to spend only $750 the entire year on groceries for her family, and I can't remember how many children she has, but wow, that's not much money.
Yeah, very thin children.
Yeah. And then the other one was this woman committed to not spending any money on groceries the month of January except on milk. And she, I guess, had, you know, stockpiled enough food with all these great deals that she had gotten that she thought she could go a whole month without spending any money just on milk. And she did it. And so it's neat. You can really be motivated by other people that are doing a great job with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, obviously the economy. There's a lot of talk about the economy. A lot of people have lost their jobs. And so I hope that just these few tips that we went over here today and the things that you write about would really make a significant difference in somebody's life. They need to change this mindset, you know, about the way that we do things. You can get good deals. You can make do with less if you're just a little bit smarter about doing these things. Is that the basic message that you're trying to get out?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, some people are embarrassed to use coupons. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you need to be. I mean, because they're out there for a reason.
Exactly.
So why not take advantage of that? And I always say, like, I don't want to spend more money on boring stuff like deodorant when I can go spend it on something fun, maybe save up for a trip somewhere. Well, you know, just try it. And I think that people will actually have fun with it.
Mm-hmm. That's it. You know, you mentioned trip there. Maybe next time we get a chance to visit, we'll talk about events that are out there that people can do that are low cost or no cost. It's another area people spend a lot of money, you know, for entertainment and to do things. And I just find that there's many free events that you can go to or low-cost events that are just as enjoyable and fun. I think about the Home Depot one. Take my grandson over there on Saturday mornings to build. They have free kits that the kids put together, and so they can build a kit. The library does a lot of things for free as well. And so it would just be good for people to take advantage of all of these things that are out there.
Can I give you a really quick tip?
Please do.
Okay, people could get rent-free movies. You know, maybe going to the movie theater can be really expensive, even renting a movie. But you can sign up for a free movie at Redbox.com. Redbox is one of those machines you see, like, at Bloom, where you can rent them.
Sure.
Well, if you go to Redbox.com and sign up for their newsletter, they'll give you a coupon code for a free movie. And then every Monday, they'll text you or email you a code for a free movie. So you can have one free movie a week.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that little tip. One more time, give us the website that you'd like to point people to. Maybe it's AllisonStorm.com, but go ahead and give us one.
Sure. OutOfDebtChristian.com or DoMoreWithYourMoney.com.
Excellent. Allison, thank you very much for the tips today, especially that one about the free movie. We'll take advantage of that. Library also has those. Some of the older movies, which were better anyways, in my opinion. We'll be back in just a minute. We'll be switching gears just a little bit to talk to author Jerm Bars about his latest book. And so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org.
Hi, this is Rick McConnell with the Disciple Tip. You already know that going to church just makes your life better. But according to scientists, going to church can also make you live longer. According to a long-term U.S. government-funded study of the health of 92,000 people, those who went to church at least once a week, on average, lived longer than those who did not attend. And those who went to church twice a week cut their chances of dying early in life by 20%. You may have to look around a bit, but find a good church near you. Live better. Live longer. You're locked into Christian Talk 660.
Here's Dr. Everett of Strides Nonprofit Tutoring with another academic tip.
Sometimes a student has a reading assignment that's just too hard. Here's a way to help a child get through tough material. Trade words. You read one, he reads one. It not only helps the child make it through the text, but the student reads every one of the words along the way. It's a great bonding time, too, as you support your child. Our website is stridestutor.org or call 246-9898.
It's great pizza for a great price. So pack up the family and head over to Speedy B's near Walmart on Woodruff Road in Greenville. At Speedy B's, you'll find friendly faces and at least a dozen pizzas out at all times. Or you can order a pizza and they'll make it fresh just for you at no extra cost. So visit Speedy B's today.
Hi, this is Pastor Kevin Bowling, and I want to take the time to thank John, Ruth, Carlos, and the good folks over there at Speedy B's Pizza for their support of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast.
It's Kayla, area manager.
And Big John, manager of the new Liquid Highway next to the Hyatt in downtown Greenville.
So, John, tell our friends what makes us different from other coffee shops.
Well, Kayla, the mission of Liquid Highway is to donate 100% of our profits after taxes to the Touch the Ground Foundation, with the goal of touching the ground in all 194 countries.
We're making a difference one cup at a time, and we hope you will join us.
Find out more about the mission of Liquid Highway
and Touch the Ground at liquidhighway.com.
I'm smelling coffee, birds are singing just out.
With tail-thrashing dinosaurs, five state-of-the-art theaters, plus an incredible 160 exhibits, the Creation Museum presents a journey through history that will capture your imagination and appeal to your senses. Walk through the lush Garden of Eden and see exotic animals. Voyage with Noah on the Ark, or buckle into your planetarium seat and prepare for liftoff. Seats rumble and a cool mist rises in our special effects theater, and animatronic people converse with our guests. Come face to face with a monstrous moving sauropod and have your children settle up on our triceratops. Browse through our Dragon Hall bookstore to find the latest in DVDs, reference books, and curricula, and our beautiful outdoor gardens lend a finishing touch to your museum experience. Located minutes from the Cincinnati airport, the Creation Museum provides 60,000 square feet of family fun. Prepare to believe.
Welcome back to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Information regarding the resources referenced on today's program can be found at www.knowingthetruth.org. Now, here to continue with today's program is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome back into the second half of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast today. I hope you enjoyed the first portion there. Allison Storm was our guest. She's a freelance writer from right here in Greenville who was just giving us some helpful hints. I'll get it out. Helpful hints about how to save money. And, Aiden McKenzie stopped by the studio here. We were just talking to him during the break, and Aiden was saying, hey, if you save this money, that will enable you to be able to give more to missions. Well, that's a great idea. We're not just saving money to save money, just to go through the motions here. But, one of the reasons is, obviously, for our family and providing for our family, that's certainly a worthy goal. But then also saving money to provide for missions. A lot of the stuff that Allison was telling us about would be great. She mentioned local missions right here in Greenville, but it also good for Aiden, is going to Africa. And there's obviously global missions that would be excellent to use in that capacity as well. There's no doubt about it. I wanted to mention, a couple of the other events or webcasts that I'll be doing here. Looking, first of all, for coming up on the radio broadcast, I'm going to be having next week, Scott Klusendorf is going to be with me. Scott wrote a book called The Case for Life. And The Case for Life there talks about how to articulate the pro-life position. And then on April 2nd, Elise Fitzpatrick is going to be with me. We're going to be talking about comforts from the cross. And so this is going to be an excellent discussion about her book and about this subject of comforts from the cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, of course. Then I got an interesting broadcast coming up about the ancient word and changing worlds. It deals with two or three words that we think about when we talk about three key words related to the Word of God that we find in the Scripture, such as the word inspiration or the word inerrancy that we find or that we talk about when we talk about the Word of God. So we're going to be talking about the importance of those terms and the way that those terms are used in the Word of God and what those doctrines mean. And then on April 14th, Jerry Bridges is going to be joining me on the broadcast. Jerry and his co-writer there, Bob Bevington, have just come out with another book, and the name of this book is called The Bookends of the Christian Life. I always enjoy having Jerry Bridges with me on the broadcast. A few days after that, he's going to be here in Greenville, and I hope to have him live in the studio during that time. But we'll be speaking with Jerry Bridges about this, one of the most recent books that he's come out with, Bookends of the Christian Life. And then finally, by way of announcement, I know this is a lot of them, but I want you to be looking forward to these. Paul Tripp has just written a new book, and he's going to be with me on the program. And this book just sounds excellent. It's called Instruments in the Redeemer's Hand. And the basic premise of this book is that God has chosen fallible individuals that are in need of change to make or bring about change in the life or help bring about change in the life of other fallible individuals. In other words, he's talking about confronting one another in our churches, dealing with one another and speaking with one another about the Word of God in order to bring about change. So this is just a very, very interesting subject. I right away recommend asked for a copy of this book, and we're going to be having him on the broadcast talking about it. You won't want to miss these upcoming broadcasts. We're having a little bit of difficulty getting through to our guest here that's supposed to be joining us on the broadcast today, and that's Jerem Barr, and talking to him about his book. So if until we do, by the grace of God and the wonderful providence of God, Aiden McKenzie was right here in the studio. He'd stop by to say hello. So let's switch gears in the providence of God, and let's talk to Aiden about what's been going on in his life Aiden had a radio program right here on Christian Talk 660, and I enjoyed listening to that program on a regular basis, just tremendous insight into the Word of God. He's an evangelist, but he is also a brother that has been called upon by our Lord Jesus Christ to suffer tremendously in his life. Aiden, we're going through right now the book of James, and you probably have these passages memorized, between James and probably Peter as well, talking about the value of suffering in the Christian life. James says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith," when you fall in diverse trials, "knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience in your life." It's one thing for me to speak about that subject, someone who hasn't gone through this type of suffering that you have gone through, but you have literally just come from your deathbed. You've come from an experience here where the Lord has brought you through a place where doctors said, "You're probably not going to get off of this bed," where you were talking to your children and saying to them, you know, making arrangements for your own death. And now the doctors come back and they say, "We've got some good news. Your life has been prolonged a little bit longer. And, brother, you're not dying yet." So expound upon that a little bit.
Yeah, I have an incurable muscle disease. And so I spent 10 months out of a year, several years ago, on my deathbed. And I told my wife to prepare for that. But then just recently at Christmas, I walked into a doctor's office and he looked at me and said, "You have symptoms of death. Do you need an ambulance?" Well, at the time I thought it was fine. So I said, no. I went home. I wrote checks for my wife. I wrote checks for some people in ministry. And then I went to the hospital. And the following morning, the doctor said he came in with all the symptoms of death. We do not know what happened during the night. And over the next month, I was in the hospital three times. The fourth time, they wanted to put me back in because my pain level was about 9 out of 10, I was in absolute agony every 2 hours around the clock. She had me on anti-inflammatories, pain medicine. And so I was emailing my five children. Four of them have email. They're between 18 and 10. And then Facebooking them. And what I was emailing and Facebooking them was with truths from the Scripture and lessons that the Lord has attempted to teach me over the years, so that when I was gone, they would have something in those difficult times, like Joshua 1:9, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. The Lord is with you wherever you go." And the two-pronged attack of the evil one in the will of God is fear and discouragement. And it's in those occasions you must choose to be strong and courageous, motivated by the presence of the Lord Jesus, even though you may not feel him. Mm. So, but then a few weeks ago, I went back to the doctor and he said, "Go home and tell your children you're not dying for now." Mm. So I went home, and Isaiah is 10, and I said, "Isaiah, we need to go to Disney World and the beach." And so the following day, somebody who I met maybe 7 years ago emailed me and said, "We'd like to pay for you to go to Disney World and to the beach and pay all your expenses." My 12-year-old Evan has started talking to me again. It has lifted such a load off them. But when you talk about James, James chapter 1, Kevin, is I looked at it many years ago where he says, "Count it all joy." And in reality, when you're in the midst of a trial, the last thing you want to do is count it all joy. It just doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. But what he does in there, James gives several commands why to count it all joy. The first, he says, count it all joy when, not if, but when you encounter various trials. Life is going to bring in trials of various sizes, shapes, hurts, pains, difficulties. And the first command he gives is, count it all joy, immediately commence rejoicing. So when a trial comes, how do you know if you're maturing as a believer? You immediately commence rejoicing. I tend to commence rejoicing when the trial is over and I praise the Lord and think, "Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you, Jesus." But when in reality, I'm not maturing as a Christian. So if I want to see how I'm doing, trials are a great relevancy for me to see. So the immediate command is immediately commence rejoicing. And then he gives the reasons why. The next command is knowing, which has to do with an understanding mind. You know what God is doing in your trials. And we often say, "I don't know what God is doing." But in the passage, he says he is maturing you. Mm-hmm. The next command is let, which has to do with submit your will. Well, submit to what? Submit to God by choosing to rejoice because I know And then the last command is ask. What should I ask? I usually ask for an exit. But he said ask for wisdom. And then in verse 12, he says the one who endures, that's the one who has rejoiced because they know what God's doing. They've submitted to his will, they've asked for wisdom, will receive the crown of life to those who have endured. So there is purpose in our trials, and our trials are painful. Now, sometimes we can be so, how can I say this in a kind way? We can be so unkind. When somebody is suffering, we come with cliches and we come with verses. And sometimes the best verse of all is, weep with those who weep.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the answers. And sometimes even pastors can learn, and I'm writing a book, and one chapter I want to write, don't assume you're needed.
Mm.
You say, well, of course I'm needed. Well, you may feel better about going to them, but the person may be in such pain, such discomfort at that particular moment, it may not be good. So the question to ask is, would it help if I came?
Mm.
And then if they say no, you can say, Lord Jesus, thank you for allowing me to serve your saint by refraining from my presence. So trials, we all go through it. How do we know if we mature? Number one, we rejoice. Two, because we know God is maturing us. Three, we submit to his will, which is to rejoice. And four, we ask for wisdom. And to those who do, they're maturing. And then in verse 12, he gives us the crown of life because we love him.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you like to express love to the Lord Jesus? When a trial comes, simply follow the commands. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, that is. That's an excellent summary of what takes place there in James chapter 1. You brought out a number of points that we looked at when we were studying it. Let me ask the folks in our listening audience. I know that there's people out there that are going through a tremendous amount of suffering right now. In the providence of God, we switch gears here today. If you want to call in and ask Eden a question, you're welcome to do that. 1-888-660-WLFJ. We'll be back in just a minute.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org. Truth Talk Live, where theology, pop culture, and current events all come together. Cutting edge topics.
How can you ask someone to believe in God when they don't even believe in themselves? And a lot of
you are a perfect example of somebody who has basically bought into the worldly philosophies that are out there.
Stu Epperson here, host of Truth Talk Live, inviting you to join me weekdays at 5 right here on Christian Talk 660.
Marcus? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Just setting up the video camera.
You want to film this?
Come on, baby. Don't be shy.
Family Likes Weekend to Remember presents Real Life Vows.
Okay. I, Stephanie, promise to you, Marcus, to spend less time at spinning class and stop planning family reunions 4 years in advance to focus completely on our marriage.
And I, Marcus, promise to you, Stephanie, that I'll put our marriage before work. No more texting you goodnight from the office or taking you on vacation to the regional sales meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Life's distractions can take a toll on any marriage. Is your marriage up to the test? At Family Life's Weekend to Remember Marriage Conference, we can help you put your marriage on solid ground.
Don't even look at that phone.
I wouldn't dare.
Family Life's Weekend to Remember is coming very soon. For details, visit FamilyLifeWeekend.com or call 1-800-FL today. And love like you mean it.
It's great pizza for a great price. So pack up the family and head over to Speedy D's, near Walmart on Woodruff Road in Greenville. At Speedy D's, you'll find friendly faces and at least a dozen pizzas out at all times. Or you can order a pizza. They'll make it fresh just for you at no extra cost. So visit Speedy D's today.
Hi, this is Pastor Kevin Bowling, and I want to take the time to thank John, Ruth, Carlos, and the good folks over there at Speedy D's Pizza for their support of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast.
Welcome back to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Information regarding the resources referenced on today's program can be found at www.knowingthetruth.org. Now, here to continue with today's program is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome back into the last segment of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast today. We were originally going to be speaking with Jerem Bars about his program, Through His Eyes, today, but we had difficulty getting in touch with him. Couldn't hook it up here at the last minute, and so we're going to just push that off, slide it off to the future. And in the providence of God, Aidan McKenzie was right here in the studio, and Aidan's been on with me before, talked with him before, always enjoy talking with him, had him preach over at the church, just really enjoyed that as well. Aidan is a evangelist, and so we're talking with him about suffering. Before we go back to the discussion today, I just want to let you know about a couple of things, a couple of the sponsors that we have, and so that you can be aware of this. One was Peak Fitness. You can go out onto the knowingthetruth.org website. There's a link there for Peak Fitness, and if you click on that, it'll take you to their website. If you call the location over here on Wade Hampton, if you call that location, they're running a special Knowing the Truth special there, and so you can find out more about it. One of my most recent folks that's supporting the broadcast is the folks over at Dry Fire Training Pistol Company. Now, if you're interested, a lot of folks in our listening audience I know are interested in, handguns and, shooting and these types of things. Well, a lot of folks recently have been getting their South Carolina concealed weapons permit. You know, you can get a permit to be able to carry a concealed weapons. And these folks are trained in how to give these classes. I want to give you a number and a website. The number is, and there's a class coming up this Saturday morning. If you're interested in, learning how to handle a handgun responsibly and about how you can get certified in doing this so that you can carry a concealed weapon, that's certainly available to you. Let me give you Tim's number. He's the guy to call. It's area code 864-787-1246. That's 864-787-1246. And the website is www.dry-fire.com. That's dry-fire.com. And you can go out there and find out all the information about their upcoming class. There's one coming up this Saturday. They hold them right here in the Greenville area just about every week. And so you can find out more. Let's go back to our discussion with Aidan. Aidan, during the break, you and I were talking about, James some more and what James has to say there. And I told you this story of a little illustration that I had heard about a young man who came to some wise older Christians that he really looked up to. And he said, "Brothers, would you pray for me that God would give me patience? I just don't have patience." And so they said, "Sure." They put their hands on him and they began to pray. And one of the brothers was praying and he said, "God, bring trouble into this young man's life. Bring hardship and difficulty." And the young man popped up as he was going through this prayer. And he said, "Hold on a second. I don't want this type of thing." And the older Christian, more mature Christian said, "Well, how in the world do you expect to have patience? This is the God-ordained method of bringing patience or maturity or fully furnishing Christians. This is his method that he has chosen in order to bring these things into our life." What do you think about that?
Well, I think in Colossians chapter 1, where Paul had been praying for four things for the maturity of the believers. He prayed that they would bear fruit in every good work, they would increase the knowledge of God, and the third thing he prays for in verse 11, that they would be strengthened with all might according to his glorious power for all patience. Mm-hmm. And in that passage, patience has to do with difficult people because patience is a derivative of love. And then he goes on to say, and long-suffering. So patience with difficult people and long-suffering with difficult situations. So if we are to mature, God brings difficult people into our life, and we have to learn how to lovingly depend upon the Spirit of God to produce that fruit in us that we may honor the Lord Jesus Christ. But patience is patience doesn't have to do with things. It has to do with people. And so God brings people into our life who are like us, who are different than us. And then it's, are we producing the fruit of the Spirit? Because the fruit of the Spirit is patience. And when I am impatient with my wife, when I'm impatient with my children, it's not because of what they've done, it's that I lack love. And so God has used this situation to expose an area in my life. And then I have to repent and say, Lord, fill me with the Spirit again and teach me to love.
Amen. You know, some people, in fact, would you do this? There's people right now that I'm sure that are listening to this broadcast or that are listening to the audio file of this afterwards that are going through a tremendous amount of suffering in their life right now. As you mentioned in the passage there in James, it says when, not if. If we're not going through some sort of relationship difficulty right now, if we're not going through some sort of illness, if we're not going through some sort of financial difficulty, these types of things, it's coming. We can be sure of that. And so speak to folks that are out there that may be right smack in the middle of it right now. You having experienced this type of intense suffering in your life, what would you say to them to help them in some way to look to the Lord during this time of suffering?
He was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And as the great high priest, he knows. Sometimes the most difficult thing when you're sick and you're hurt is trying to tell someone and explain to someone exactly what you're feeling, and they don't get it. But to rest in the fact that he knows. There's an interesting thing when Paul starts out in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, and he's about to write to people who are in great pain. He starts off with praise to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort, who comforts you in your affliction, your crushing, so that you may be able to comfort others. Paul starts out to a people who are in pain, and he begins with praise. He turns the hearts of the hurting, of the wounded, to the attributes of God, the mercy of God, the fatherhood of God. And he tells them one purpose in their pain is that as they have been afflicted, and somebody has said that word afflicted there was used by the English where they would put boulders on a man's chest, and he would either confess to the crime or he would be crushed to death. So the word affliction there, it's beyond you. You know it's beyond you. You can't do anything. But in this crushing, God is equipping you with the ministry of comfort. You've often said to the Lord, Lord, I want to serve you. And you've had ideas, and this certainly wasn't in the idea when you signed up. But God in this crushing, in this pain, is going to equip you and give you the opportunity to comfort others who are crushed. So you are being prepared for ministry. But he starts off with praise, then he deals with the pain. Now you get to Ephesians chapter 1 where he says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he goes on and he celebrates the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, chose you before the foundation of the world. Goes into these wonderful things in chapter 1. But in verse 3, we see he's writing to the weary. So people are weary, they're exhausted, they're willing to give up, and he begins with praise, again turning your eyes back to the person of God. Then we get to 1 Peter, and people are suffering great pain, great grief, great mental stress. But again he starts off, blessed be the God and Father, who has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. He turns the heart of people in pain to the attributes of God, and has them offer the sacrifice of praise before he deals with their pain. So for me, at times, this is what I do. I simply go through the alphabet. I make words up, attributes up as I go. I go, A, you're almighty. B, you're beautiful. C, you're my creator. You're my covenant keeping. You're my delight. You're my defender. You're eternal. You're faithful. You're gracious. You're good. You're glorious. You're my healer. You're my hope. You're my high God, you're my gracious one, you're my immortal, you're invisible, you're my joy, you're my justifier, you're my king, you know me, you love me, you're my light, you're my life, you're merciful, you're near me, you're omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, you're precious, you're pure, you're perfect, you're personal, you're righteous, you're my redeemer, you rule, you reign, you're sovereign, you're my savior, you're truthful, you're triumphant, you're unchanging, you're victorious, you're wonderful, you're excellent. Lord Jesus, you are my Alpha and my Omega. And Philippians 4:6 says, be anxious in nothing, but in everything by prayer. And that word prayer has to do with worship. So my temptation in the midst of my pain is to worry or worship. And I fight using the alphabet to try and get my mind on the person of God.
Well, Aidan, that is absolutely fantastic. I'm so glad you stopped by today, that in the providence of God, I hope that in the providence of God, somebody listening to this broadcast, that this was just exactly what they needed to hear. And hearing you go through the alphabet like that, I had just a little cliche that I use when I talk to the folks at church about suffering. I say that it weans us from this world and it welds us to Christ. I know it's a cliche, yeah, but it really is what takes place. We take our satisfaction away from trying to find it in the things of this world, and we are welded to Him, that in Him and Him alone will we find our pleasure and our satisfaction and our delight and all of those things that we should be finding in our glorious Savior and Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. Aidan, thank you so much for being with us. You have a website still, is it?
ProclaimingHim.com.
ProclaimingHim.com, evangelist Aidan McKenzie. If you want to go out there and see, if God wills, he may be available to come speak at your church. And so just contact him through that, ProclaimingHim.com. We'll see you again here next week on Tuesday on the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. We'll be talking with Scott Klusendorf about a case for life, how to articulate the pro-life position.
You've been listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Travelers Rest. For more information about the church and radio ministry, visit us on the web at knowingthetruth.org.
The opinions expressed on today's program are those of the announcers, their guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of His Radio Network, the Radio Training Network, or Clear Channel Communications.
Life-changing teaching and talk for the Carolinas and Georgia. Christian Talk 660. WLFJ Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson.